She plucked at an offending aquamarine lash with her fingers. Well, let's go. Trixie is gorging on the cookies. I'm getting nauseous. Mr. Levy pushed past his wife into a scene he could never have imagined. Levy's lodge had not prepared him for interiors like the one he had just seen on Constantinople Street, and for this one. Miss Trixie's apartment was decorated with scraps, with junk, with bits of metal, with cardboard boxes. Somewhere beneath it all, there was furniture. The surface, however, the visible terrain, was a landscape of old clothes and crates and newspapers. There was a pass through the center of the mountain, a clearing among the litter, a narrow aisle of clear floor that led to a window where Miss Trixie was seated in a chair, sampling the Dutch cookies. Mr. Levy walked down the aisle past the black wig that hung from atop a crate, the high pumps tossed on a pile of newspapers. The only aspect of the rejuvenation that Miss Trixie had apparently retained was the teeth. They gleamed between her thin lips as they knifed into the cookies.
Suddenly you're very silent, Mrs. Levy observed. What is it, Gus? Another mission ended in failure?
Miss Trixie! Mr. Levy screamed into her ears. Did you write a letter to Abelman's Dry Goods?
Now you're scraping rock bottom, Mrs. Levy said. The idealist fooled you again, I guess. You really fall for that Riley's line.
Miss Trixie!
What?
Miss Trixie snarled.
I must say you people know how to retire a person.
Mr. Levy handed her the letter. She picked a magnifying glass from the floor and studied the letters. The green visor cast a deadly color upon her face, upon the Dutch cookie crumbs that rimmed her thin lips. When she put down the magnifying glass, she wheezed happily.
You people in trouble now.
But did you write that to Abelman? Mr. Riley said you did.
Who?
Mr. Riley, the big man with the green cap who used to work at Levy Pants.
Mr. Levy showed Miss Trixie the photographs in the morning paper.
That one there.
Miss Trixie applied her magnifying glass to the newspaper and said,
Oh my goodness, so that's what happened to him.
Poor Gloria. He seemed to be injured.
That's Mr. Riley, is it?
Yes. You remember him, I guess. He says you wrote that letter.
He did.
Gloria Riley wouldn't lie. Not Gloria. True blue. Gloria had always been her friend. Miss Trixie tried hazily to recall. Perhaps she had written the letter. All sorts of things happened that she couldn't remember anymore.
Well, I guess I did. Yes, now that you mention it, I guess I did write that. You people deserve it, too. You've driven me crazy these last few years. No retirement, no ham, nothing. I must say, I hope you lose everything you own.
You wrote that? Mrs. Levy asked. After all I've done for you, you wrote something like that? A viper in our own bosom. You can kiss Levy Pants goodbye, traitor. Discarded? You'll get discarded.